From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Congressional Democrats warn that the budget plan the House's Republican majority approved today by a vote of 235 to 193 won't go over well with voters. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, critics say Americans will resist sweeping changes to the Medicare and Medicaid health programs.
Not a single Democrat voted for the budget plan devised by Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan. One of the key reasons, it would end the current Medicare program for people currently under the age of 55 and give them a voucher to help purchase private insurance instead. And as House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi pointed out, that voucher would be worth less over time, so patients would pay more.
The average senior will be forced to pay twice as much for half the benefits, as much as $20,000 per year more for some seniors.
The plan would also cut the Medicaid program for the poor by more than a third over the next 10 years, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
While lawmakers' budget crunch in Washington, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is promising he'll always find the money to keep air travel as safe as possible. He is outraged by four recent cases of air traffic controllers who fell asleep on the job. Appearing on NBC today, LaHood said he would work with Congress to make sure there was enough money to hire the right number of controllers and make sure they're well-trained and well-rested. A storm system believed to have spawned several tornadoes and straight-line winds in the south overnight are blamed in at least nine deaths. There were dozens of reports of injuries. Most of the fatalities were in Arkansas, where Kelly McNeil with member station KUAR in Little Rock reports local residents are stunned by the loss.
Three children were among those killed by falling trees. Tommy Jackson with the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management says an 18-month-old, a 6-year-old boy, and an 8-year-old boy were each killed in their homes.
Of course, any death's a sad situation. You always certainly hate to hear about children. It was a very bad, long night.
Workers are now assessing the damage by daylight, and experts are trying to determine how many tornadoes the storm produced. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McNeil in Little Rock.
More demonstrations today in Syria, including Daraa. Thousands of people turned out staging protests to oust President Bashar al-Assad, whose regime is widely viewed as among the most repressive in the Middle East. Human rights groups say more than 200 people have been killed since the start of the Syrian uprising about a month ago. There's word of more confrontations as well. Syrian forces have fired tear gas at protesters attempting to reach a main square in Damascus. A suicide attack is blamed on the death of a second Afghan police chief in a month, the latest reminder of the daily threats security forces face from insurgents in Afghanistan. You're listening to NPR News. Gaza's Hamas rulers are spearheading a manhunt for members of a more radical Islamist group who are suspected of killing a pro-Palestinian activist from Italy. Shira Frankel reports a 36-year-old, a well-known figure in Gaza, was found dead within hours of his abduction.
36-year-old Vittorio Arrigoni was kidnapped on Thursday from Gaza City. This morning, he was found strangled to death in a small, empty apartment, said Hamas police. In a video, the group threatened to kill Arrigoni unless their leader was freed from Hamas prison. They called Arrigoni an Italian hostage from an infidel state. Police said the group was linked to Salafi Islamists, who believe that Hamas is too moderate in its policies. Salafi groups have been growing in numbers in Gaza over the last few years. Friends and family of Arrigoni said they were shocked by his death. He had been living in Gaza since August 2008. As an active member of the International Solidarity Group, he organized protests for Palestinian rights and against Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.
Unrest in the Middle East and North Africa is still sending oil prices climbing. It's continuing to send gas prices in the U.S. rising as well. In an interview with ABC, President Obama says he understands the financial toll on drivers, but he also says he's not so sure that tapping the nation's strategic petroleum reserve is the answer.
The reserves, I think, are something that we've got to be very careful about. And what we don't want to do is catch ourselves in a situation, particularly when things are uncertain in the Middle East, where we're using it now and it turns out we need more later.
President Obama in an interview with ABC. This is NPR.